more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome to the New Orleans Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, your daily opportunity to hear what's going on in the world of beverage and dining in New Orleans and around the world. Your host is Tim McNally. Tim welcomes your phone calls and your questions. Call 504-556-9696. Now, here's your host, Tim McNally.
All right, we've done it again. I mean, if you're waiting for pretty weather, you are going to wait around until you're going to miss it. It is absolutely spectacular out there. It is gorgeous today, and as it has been the last couple of days. Fortunately for us, we are enjoying a surplus of sunshine, and hope you are too, out in it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Right now it's 66 degrees. We talked yesterday that there would be a little downturn in the temperatures, and so be it. But not anything significant, nothing like what they're going through up north, which still continues to be hammered by heavy winter weather. And if I were living up there, that'd be enough of that. Say, okay, I've got the picture. Let's stop it. But we don't have any such situations, which I'm appreciative of. We also don't have anything on the horizon that looks like it's going to be something that we don't want to put up with. The short-term forecast for the next 12 hours is a lot more of this. But temperatures are going to go down tonight, of course. After the sun goes down, we should be in the mid to upper 50s tonight. No chance of rain, it doesn't appear so. And we are probably going to end up tomorrow morning in the lower 50s as we come up to daylight on the whole deal. So the weather gods are looking kindly upon us, and that's okay, because here we are the day before the beginning of Carnival. Yes, tomorrow is 12th night. And for those of you that continue to believe that the 12 days of Christmas occur before Christmas, they do not. That's not the tradition of the calendar. They occur the 12 days after Christmas. And if you're going to count 12 days from Christmas Day to tomorrow, you're going to have to leave out the Sundays, because Sundays don't count in to the 12 days of Christmas. But it's going to be a all over town tomorrow, all right? So I don't have confirmation yet, though, but it may be worth your effort to check into it. The party tomorrow afternoon at Sazerac House, which begins at 4 o'clock, with some drinks of the season, some drinks of not for any season, and you can join in at Sazerac House, and right there on Canal Street at Magazine. So should be wonderful. Every time they track through a holiday and celebrate it, it is always one of the grander celebrations in town. It certainly is always one that is cloaked with beautiful drinks and using Sazerac rye whiskey as the base. But sometimes they use other things because they are involved in other things. But that'll be tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, Sazerac House. There is a entry fee to participate in the celebration, which is fine. 4 to 6, I believe, is the time frame on that. And I'm not sure that we're going to be on the air tomorrow live from our nest away from the station, or be in our nest at the station, or we're going to try to bring you the news of the day from Sazerac House. We're working on that now and seeing what the parameters are going to be. But whether we are on the air or not, Sazerac House will be in operation and in full swing, and will be a lot of fun if you decide to go that route to celebrate 12th night in proper fashion. We are going to also celebrate tomorrow evening a parade through the quarter, the Joan of Arc Parade, which I believe kicks off around 6:30. I believe that's right. Ron, would you check into that for me, please, and so we can see if we can put out some good information here. It will, of course, involve the statue of St. Joan of Arc in the French Market. And so that will be a good place to think about catching it all. Then there'll be, of course, the Funny 40 Fellows, who will be riding the traditional streetcar up St. Charles Avenue. Up St. Charles Avenue, and it will be, as tradition dictates, that happens. Now, all of this, for those of you that went like, well, I've never heard of this stuff before, this was all hugely interrupted by COVID. But as we put together our carnival season back in traditional form, we'll be right back to where we were supposed to be 3 years ago on this. There's also a parade coming from Uptown. They'll be having a good time, of course, as all of these carnival parades always do. So we're getting back to where we're supposed to be with celebration of carnival season, and tomorrow is the traditional beginning of carnival season, January 6th, Feast of the Epiphany, in the Catholic liturgical calendar, and also the feast of celebrating the feast day of St. Joan of Arc, and coincidentally her birthday. Feast days don't usually occur on birthdays, but this one does about the same, so it's all delightful on that. So there we go. We've got a lot going on, and so it begins. And we start going down the road toward Mardi Gras. But I want to also tell you, share with you a pet peeve of mine, and that is that it is the season of carnival. Mardi Gras is the day. Carnival is the season. So you can hear people telling you you're going to celebrate Mardi Gras. That to me is a Tuesday that's going to occur in mid-February this year. That's not the long-term celebration of it all. That's picayune-ish. It's petty. I don't correct anybody usually in public on that. But let's just mention it here now, and let's start out the season and do this thing correctly. No use sounding like somebody from out of town while we celebrate our greatest party of the year. And this year is going to be our greatest party. So let's take a little break right here. We're going to be right back after a few magic words, and then we'll bring you up to date further of ways to celebrate carnival from the beginning. Don't anybody go away. We'll see you in a moment. Tim McNally, the Dying Wine and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. See you in a minute.
Turn. to the left, on the right hand. And you
Hi, it's Braith Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's. The tradition of fine food and wine continue at award-winning Brennan's restaurant on Royal Street, celebrating 75 years and a grand award from Wine Spectator in 2021. Join the polished and professional team at Brennan's for the ultimate decadent breakfast, elegant dinner, or festive bubbles at Brennan's happy hour. Parking is free on Thursdays nearby at the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel and only $8 Friday through Monday. Visit us online at brennansneworleans.com and visit us in person soon. Cheers.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Julenko again, local wine guy. Spring is upon us and it's festival season again. Finally, there is nothing better to welcome friends to parades and festivals than champagne. Bright bubbles that set the stage. I recommend Champagne Tribault, a small family producer near Epernay in the heart of Champagne. They've been making champagne for 95 years and you won't be disappointed. And enjoy a glass at Tipitina's with some live music. Cheers.
The gift of good taste and doing good are as close as your phone and Ralph's on the Park restaurant. Gift cards are the perfect gift, always the right size, and always appreciated. Ralph's on the Park gift cards benefit displaced employees as they struggle during this most difficult time. Fine dining and good intentions have never gone together so well. Physical gift cards and e-cards are both available at 504-539-5506 on neworleans-food.website, and the cards are accepted at all six Ralph Brennan restaurants.
Is there a place in your life where you are always treated with respect, where you can enjoy excellent cuisine, and where the drinks are made to your specifications? Oh, yes, there is. The Grill Room and the Polo Lounge at the Windsor Court Hotel in the heart of New Orleans. Open now and awaiting your arrival. The Windsor Court Hotel, Gravier at Chapatoulas.
This is Bob. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur, right off of Elysian Fields. Do you love whiskey?
This is Terry. You will find spirits that you need to make your favorite specialty cocktails. A classy place with a neighborhood vibe. Join us for free tastings every Thursday night. And all of our bottles are available at our online store at grandekrewe.com.
That's Grand Cru. Find us at the corner of Marigny and Decatur. Call 309-8309 for more information.
We invite you to join us for a spirited experience at the Sazerac House in the heart of downtown New Orleans. More than a museum, the Sazerac House is an immersive exploration of the culture of the Big Easy. Visitors stroll through three floors of interactive exhibits and mouthwatering spirit samples before ending their visit with the opportunity to touch, smell, and taste the award-winning Sazerac rye being produced in the on-site distillery. Savor the history of New Orleans as told through our signature cocktails. For more information on the Sazerac House, please visit www.sazerachouse.com.
Full moon in sight, shining down on Lake Pontchartrain. Another beautiful, beautiful song. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, WGSO, 990 AM. Ron was able to confirm, which I appreciate very much, that tomorrow night's Joan of Arc Parade does begin at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. So that'll be fun. It's a real rustic parade. It's not big floats or anything like that. It's mostly folks in costume of the Middle Ages and on horseback, a couple of them. Some of them are lieges. Some of them are leading the horses along as the helpers would do that. Servants, if you will, would do that back in the Middle Ages. So that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the French Market. So go find it. It won't be hard to find. And it's pleasurable. You can literally walk right up to the riders, and you probably know a lot of them anyway, so and say hello. Fun thing to do on a Friday evening in the old square. Just to update you on something here that has nothing to do with Carnival or the celebration of the season, but I know a lot of you are interested in such matters. You're probably following it before I am, but the election balloting to name a Speaker of the United States House of Representatives in Congress goes on. There have been 10 rounds of voting. No one has gotten the necessary majority to go for this, to be declared the winner. This is the longest contest in 164 years. So this is not the normal way that a House Speaker is named or elected. Usually, at the most, it's a couple, three rounds, and everybody kind of says, yeah, here's what I need to be doing and all that. They're not doing that this time. Nobody is. A lot of people are, but in order to achieve the majority necessary for Kevin McCarthy, no one's giving in, including Kevin McCarthy. So I guess we'll have some sort of a resolution to this eventually. But the key to it all is that the business of the House of Representatives in Congress is at a screeching halt. Nothing can happen until a speaker is elected. This is inconvenient, to say the least. I'll withdraw all or withhold all comments regarding what's going on up there, since we are not a show like many shows are on this station, politically driven. So there you go. Let's get back to the important business at hand for New Orleans, and that is the carnival season, which is dawning upon us. There are a number of King Cake outlets going on, including the King Cake Depot, including the big King Cake outlet over on Canal Street in the Halloween season, which doubles as the mortuary, haunted house. They bring in King Cakes from all over town to have them there for you. If you don't get there very early in the morning, if you have a preference, they do run out of a certain King Cakes, including Dong Phong, which the Vietnamese, traditional Vietnamese-French King Cake, which they have some of over there. But one of the really good ones is, and different as opposed to what is available at every grocery store in town, is the King Cakes by Brennan's. Brennan's restaurant does a series of King Cakes, and they really do a great job on these. They are delicious. They have the traditional King Cakes with the purple, green, and gold powdered sugar topping the whole thing, and then you've got the Pink Parade strawberry cream cheesecake, and that one is also available for local pickup, and then you have the Bananas Foster King Cake. So if you want to make a bit of a different statement to whomever you are providing the cake for, either your office or your friends or your neighbors or yourself, there are three King Cake styles to choose from Brennan's. Now, here's what has to be done. You have to pre-order. That is essential, because they're not in the King Cake business. They're in the business of providing something special and rather unique there. There's nationwide shipping available, or there are corporate and bulk orders available. You can go all that route, or you can buy one. It's perfectly all right to buy one, and from King Cake from Brennan's, would be most appreciated. And you need to go online order your cake in advance. So, going to take a little planning to. The King Cakes are available for pickup on order from either Ralph's on the Park or Brennan's on Royal Street. If you wish, you can order up to 20 cakes. The price per cake involves overnight shipping, if that is the method you want for delivery, or you can just go by and pick it up. and get, but you got to pre-order it. That really is the message here, and they are unique and delicious, particularly, you know, the Bananas Foster, which of course was created at Brennan's, and then that is following through with what they created last year for one of their king cakes. So it is an original king cake. Obviously has the baby inside of the cake, which is traditional. So you can give Brennan's a call or go online and see what you can come up with, what you want to come up with, and what are the time frames on it. It's not like you're waiting a week or two. You're only talking about a few days after you order the cake that it is available. They deliver the FedEx standard overnight shipping to any of your guests or friends that are out of town, and then you'll receive an email affirming that your king cake is on its way to your lucky recipient, you can even ship it to yourself if you wish, but since you're here in town anyway and out running around, why not just go ahead and go by and pick it up either at City Park, at Rouse on the Park, or in the quarter on Royal Street, depending on what part of town you're in, want to deal with. FedEx, of course, and leaving a king cake at your recipient's address is just going to set it out there, and the package will be set at the door. That's standard FedEx service. They're not requiring a signature on this. They will, of course, leave you, as FedEx does, a picture of your package at wherever they left it, at the designated address, anywhere in the United States. But so I suggest that you let your folks know that you've got something coming and let them be on the lookout for it, because you don't want this horrible situation where you have porch thieves who follow trucks around and pick up packages just about as soon as they are delivered to the door of the recipient. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Let's talk about some beverages when we come back. We got the pesky bottom of the hour break coming up right here, and then we'll get on to the business at hand, which we'll talk about what you should be drinking this time of year, or new opportunities for you to try. Get creative. We'll be right back.
Brennan's Rouse at the Park continues to create memorable dishes from talented chef Chip Flanagan and an inspired owner. Every dinner is discounted, as are the wines from an award-winning list. Order before 4 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Pick up at the curb. Take home a classic New Orleans dining experience. Check out the website with current menu at rouseonthepark.com, 504-488-1000. Rouse on the Park, 900 City Park Avenue in Mid-City.
Is there a place in your life where you are always treated with respect, where you can enjoy excellent cuisine, and where the drinks are made to your specifications? Oh, yes, there is. The Grill Room and the Polo Lounge at the Windsor Court Hotel in the heart of New Orleans. Open now and awaiting your arrival. The Windsor Court Hotel, Gravier at Chapatoulas.
This is Bob. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur, right off of Elysian Fields. Do you love whiskey?
This is Terry. You will find spirits that you need to make your favorite specialty cocktails. A classy place with a neighborhood vibe. Join us for free tastings every Thursday night. And all of our bottles are available at our online store at grandekrewe.com.
That's Grand Cru. Find us at the corner of Marigny and Decatur. Call 309-8309 for more information.
Listeners to the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show make New Orleans the cultured spot on the map that it is. Your message can reach these active people who give our area its reputation as a key destination for great food, amazing beverages, unmatched history, culture, and phenomenal music. These are the people who deserve to hear about you. Call WGSO at 522-5461, and let's get you and your message on the air on the road to sales success.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. It looks like a third day of voting will pass without the U.S. House selecting a speaker. Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has fallen short of the 218 votes needed to become speaker for a ninth time today. The Advocate reporter Mark Ballard, who is in D.C., says behind-the-scenes negotiations will go on until the GOP can unite sufficient votes behind McCarthy's leadership.
There'll be another vote in hopes that sometime today, tomorrow, or over the weekend, that he'll be elected to Speaker of the House.
Some Republican holdouts want concessions from McCarthy as House leader. They want rules changed so it no longer takes a majority vote to call for a vote to replace a speaker. They also demand that he commit to allowing far fewer so-called omnibus spending bills. Police in Baton Rouge checked on an early morning car crash on Interstate 10 today and found a murder victim inside the vehicle. BRPD says the person was dead from multiple gunshots when they arrived. The victim's name, gender, and age have not been released. An investigation is now underway. This is news from LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Hello, I'm Bree Tidwell, wine director for Brennan's on Royal Street. I hope you and your families are safe and well. It's been a pleasure to welcome guests back to Brennan's, masked and seated at a social distance. Brennan's is open on weekends for breakfast and lunch, Friday through Sunday, and for dinner on Friday and Saturday night. You can also join me for happy hour in our open courtyard, Bubbles at Brennan's, featuring discounted premium bottles of champagne and champagne cocktails. Dining out may look different, but it still tastes delicious. While you're in the French Quarter, be sure to visit our neighboring retail and cultural establishments. The French Quarter is open. Welcome back to Brennan.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. Spring is here, summer is right around the corner, and the festivals are back. What a time to fire up that grill, throw on some ribs or chicken, and enjoy the backyard life. And there is nothing better with any barbecue than Rundquist 1448 Red Blend. Juicy and forward, it even does well with a few minutes in the ice tub. Ask for it at your favorite wine shop and enjoy a glass of Tipitina's Rundquist 1448 Red Blend.
Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's restaurant.
We just rolled out a new happy hour menu. Very French-inspired, small plates, some crab and corn beignets, andouille gougères, Palms Dauphine.
Andouille gougères?
Yeah. Andouille, Gruyere cheese, pot of choux dough, fried up actually instead of baked, so they get that nice crispy outside and fluffy interior. You get the cheese all melty. Doing some petite sandwiches as well. Make it very kind of French street-inspired. We're doing a mini croque monsieur, mini grilled cheese, little Cajun sliders.
Broussard's restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's carnival time, and we're getting set to get into it starting tomorrow. And for those of you that haven't done the personal research just yet, Tuesday, February the 21st, is Mardi Gras Day. So we're going to have about a month and 3 weeks to celebrate carnival time, and that'll be a good amount of time. That'll do it. Get the parades in and get all the balls in. All that's already been scheduled and planned. I understand that Endymion and the city have worked out their differences on the starting point of Endymion, so that will be announced shortly. But Tuesday, February 21st, is Mardi Gras this year. So if you haven't noted it on your calendars, do so immediately. Reflecting back to a mess that we had over the recent holidays, that is Southwest Airlines, which decided to just completely break down. You talk about a company that cannot do what they say they are supposed to be doing. Well, there it was. There was a perfect example of that on Southwest Airlines. They canceled 15,000 flights over the holidays, which can you imagine? What do you got? 120, 140 people per flight. That's just a whole lot of people. And it's a whole lot of what is not fair. We have a couple of people from New Orleans who have filed suit against Southwest because they could not complete their journey or even begin it, and they had planned on it. They had valid tickets to go, and Southwest couldn't get them to go. So Southwest has not stepped forward yet with a plan that they felt was amenable to messing up their holiday season. So they are suing Southwest Airlines, and it's going to be a while. So now that Southwest is back on some sort of a regular schedule, Southwest has now turned its attention to compensation for those folks that were disrupted. And one of the items of compensation from Southwest was they're offering the people who never got the plane off the ground, they're offering them a load of frequent flyer miles and points. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm a little messed up about it. I wasn't involved, so I probably shouldn't have a feeling on it. But, it's like going into a restaurant and they screw up the whole meal and then they comp you for your next visit. And you're like, why would I go in for another visit? What would I come back here for? And that strikes me as okay, we couldn't deliver to you as we said, as we promised to you, as we were under contract to do on the airfare, on getting you from point A to point B. We couldn't deliver on that, so we're going to give you some frequent flyer points so you can try it again. And you and I both know how hard it is to use frequent flyer points anyway. And now you're going to award them to refugees from 15,000 canceled flights. Good luck on getting on an airplane or having a seat. It's a strange outcome. So, as I said, there are a couple of people here who have filed suit since that isn't good enough for them. And I gotta tell you, I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. If you plan to go home for Christmas, or if you had to get back home from Christmas, or if you had a scheduled hotel or you're seeing some friends, or you're going to visit somebody in the hospital away from your usual home, and this airline couldn't do it for you despite the fact that you were holding a ticket. I don't know. You got to come to your personal decisions then. But the point I'm making here is not tell you which way to go. The point I'm making here is that you need to get with Southwest and come up with your response to all of this and get something that'll make you happy on that. If you wait too long, they're gonna push you off because they're not gonna have any room. They're not gonna have any time to do that. So I know Southwest's reputation took a terrible hit on all of this, and it was a fall down of their own making. It wasn't weather. We didn't have the bad weather occurred, you know, weeks before all of this took place. So don't let them tell you it was the weather. Don't go in that direction. So that was that. Let me also mention here to you, and under the basis of good news, is you have available now, maybe tomorrow. I'm trying to nail that down. Definitely tomorrow, but it may be today that Happy Raptor Distilling Company. We were talking earlier about King Cakes. This is King Cake Rum that they, nobody else does it. This is a once a year, one time deal. The beverage will be available throughout Carnival, but you need to jump on this if you want some King Cake Rum. We have folks around the station that think the world of it. So, you can go to, I understand you can go out to retailers tomorrow. You may be able to go to the distillery today at 1512 Carondelet and just see. This is the third annual release of this product, and it runs off the shelves. No, they can't keep it. They can't get it out there. So King Cake Rum from Happy Raptor Distilling, it is labeled 504 King Cake Rum to be absolutely positive and fully legal about it. It's only for this season. You're not going to find any King Cake Rum in July, and rightly so. So, again, look at your retailers tomorrow, or possibly you may want to be in touch with the distillery today to see if you can get yourself some early. You're gonna love it. It's delicious. I honestly don't have any suggestions for you. I'm sure they do on what to put it in a cocktail, how to use it. But I'm sure that Happy Raptor will be glad to make some suggestions to you on what that stuff is good in, and then you'll have a lead on doing something truly Carnival, not just in terms of maybe put on a Carnival shirt, but in terms of drinking and having a bottle around to show people, look, I'm in the spirit of the season. Let's get it done. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, WGSO 990 AM. Pulled one on you there, Ron. We're going to go a little early today to this break. You being the prepared gentleman that you are, I'm sure we're going to do just fine here. We'll be right back. Don't anybody go away.
It's what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make the earth stand still. Don't call my so ashamed.
Braith Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's on Royal Street. We're bubbling over with excitement because Brennan's was just awarded one of the wine world's most prestigious accolades, the 2021 Grand Award from Wine Spectator. With nearly 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles, Brennan's legendary cellar celebrates Burgundy, Champagne, and Blue Chip California wines. Come join us for the festive rituals of breakfast at Brennan's, bubbles at Brennan's, and Brennan's Chef Ryan Hacker's elegant dinner offerings. We're so thrilled to bring this grand honor back to Brennan's. Cheers.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. Spring is here, and that means festivals, finally. Sitting on the porch after a parade or music, it is the perfect time for a delicious wine, Bennett Valley Cellars. This is beautiful, crisp, and un-oaked Sonoma, California Chardonnay that is perfect for a relaxing evening or with an after-festival meal. Ask for it in your better wine shops and enjoy a glass at Tipitina's. Bennett Valley Cellars, family-owned and delightfully fresh. Cheers.
The gift of good taste and doing good are as close as your phone and Ralph's on the Park restaurant. Gift cards are the perfect gift, always the right size, and always appreciated. Ralph's on the Park gift cards benefit displaced employees as they struggle during this most difficult time. Fine dining and good intentions have never gone together so well. Physical gift cards and e-cards are both available at 504-539-5506 on neworleans-food.website, and the cards are accepted at all six Ralph Brennan restaurants.
Is there a place in your life where you are always treated with respect, where you can enjoy excellent cuisine, and where the drinks are made to your specifications? Oh, yes, there is. The Grill Room and the Polo Lounge at the Windsor Court Hotel in the heart of New Orleans. Open now and awaiting your arrival. The Windsor Court Hotel, Gravier at Chapatoula's.
This is Bob. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur, right off of Elysian Fields. Do you love whiskey?
This is Terry. You will find spirits that you need to make your favorite specialty cocktails. A classy place with a neighborhood vibe. Join us for free tastings every Thursday night. And all of our bottles are available at our online store at grandekrewe.com.
That's Grand Cru. Find us at the corner of Marigny and Decatur. Call 309-8309 for more information.
We invite you to join us for a spirited experience at the Sazerac House in the heart of downtown New Orleans. More than a museum, the Sazerac House is an immersive exploration of the culture of the Big Easy. Visitors stroll through three floors of interactive exhibits and mouthwatering spirit samples before ending their visit with the opportunity to touch, smell, and taste the award-winning Sazerac rye being produced in the on-site distillery. Savor the history of New Orleans as told through our signature cocktails. For more information on the Sazerac House, please visit www.sazerachouse.com.
We're into the mellow modern music today, which is kind of cool, but it's always about New Orleans. Tim McNown of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, WGSO 990 AM. Also happening tomorrow, besides the Sazerac House event, in fact, it's happening all day tomorrow, is the Historic New Orleans Collection kicking off their 12th night festivities. And they're going to have a party. They're going to have a king cake. And in fact, that is where the shop is located, on Royal Street, at the Historic New Orleans Collection, and they have a king cake hub down there, And they are, it's a kind of a one-stop shop for king cakes and various historic items, as well as items that you'd be proud to give as a gift to your friends who are here or someplace else. They'll love to get it. They're going to start all this tomorrow and into tomorrow evening with a salute to Crew de Jeanne d'Arc in the French Quarter. You want to go down and check that out. So there's a lot going on tomorrow that has to do with 12th Night, which is appropriate, very much so. So that's Historic New Orleans Collection, and they always do such a good job. It is a if you haven't been in lately, then you haven't been in, because they have a number of rotating exhibits, including one now on Bernardo de Galvez, one of the early governors of Louisiana, and his wife. This couple did things a little differently. Back in those days, marriages were more arranged for a political socialization, and these two people were really in love with each other and participated all their lives to support each other's causes and works that they were being done. Also down at the Historic New Orleans Collection is a fabulous exhibit on Notre Dame in Paris, the church and its history, which is now being rebuilt. Probably it will open up in about two more years, if all goes according to plan. After the disastrous fire that took place a few years ago, and it's been closed ever since. But this is a way to learn more about Notre Dame, the building and the location, as well as the men who and women who worked on it and who are working on it today. So that's also a Historic New Orleans Collection on Royal Street. All that is included in your entry into that facility. So kind of great to have those kind of displays around, so that we can really revel in this city's history, its French history, and learn more about the type of people that were here and the type of people we are who are still here. So there you go. Let's see here. We are looking at a couple of other situations here, if you wish. Fred Minnick. Fred is a writer, a blogger. He has specialized in his expertise in bourbon, and he has published a list, as people always do toward the end of the year. He's published a list of the top 100, in his opinion, top 100 American whiskeys of the final of last year. And I know Fred does a good job. He's got an excellent palate, but also I know he this is a labor of love for Fred to come up with the top 100 whiskeys at the end of each year. He does this all the darn time, but he has put out a particularly, what I think is a particularly proper list this year, they're kind of interesting. The number one top, number 25 top whiskey in for the year is the Nassif, NASSIF family blended rye whiskey, which is about $45, but it's from Iowa. Yeah, we're no longer confined to Tennessee or Kentucky out there. And in fact, a further proof of that is the number two top whiskey, according to Fred, is the K. Luke Batch 2 whiskey, and that's from Mississippi. How about that? That's number 23 is the Rabbit Hole Naval. That's a liter bottle, Premier 16-year-old finished whiskey, French Oak, there, and that's from Kentucky. So it's interesting that the top two are from non-traditional areas where whiskey is made, unless you were talking about during Prohibition. And the third one is finished in French Oak. From the traditional location, Kentucky. The 22nd whiskey is Booker's. I know a lot of you know Booker's. This is called the Lumberyard, it's from Kentucky. So in rolling down the list, nothing there from our neighborhood here, whereas we like whiskey. We enjoy it. It's just we're not just making it in the classic style, at least in the classic style as defined by Fred. Number two, which is a name you're familiar with, Jack Daniel's Small Batch, Coy Hill, out of Kentucky. Number one is the William LaRue Weller. I know a lot of you like Weller, and that is also from Kentucky. Number five is the Michter's. I've seen a number of folks around here drink that too. That's out of Kentucky. Number six is the Booker's. Number seven is Stag, out of Kentucky. All these are out of Kentucky. So the top 5-8 whiskeys are out of Kentucky, where you would expect the best whiskey in America to be from, and so it is, according to Fred. He spends a lot of time at this, and if you put an educated palate on all of these, you're going to come up with, I would say, probably similar results. You may not go one-to-one. You may differ on where these whiskeys should place on the top 25, but this is a valid list. This isn't a matter of what a lot of people try to come up with. You know, these are the top wines of the year, and they're all over the board, and they really have no rhyme or reason to be in the top wine of the year. But Fred does a good job of this. He really studies it, and he really knows of which he speaks. So Fred Minnick is you can subscribe to his blog, by the way. He shares, and he writes very, very intelligently. This is a project for which he has a lot of passion. So, Fred, thanks for sharing that. That's a great list. It really is. And what's interesting is how the top whiskeys are from Kentucky, but there are the others as you move through that list from other places, Colorado, and Tennessee, as we talked. So it's worth your time. If you're a whiskey lover, that's a good way to go, to check out Fred and see what he has to say about those products that he's high on. So this is Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM. We are here every weekday afternoon, Monday through Friday, that's from 4 to 5. We follow Tom and Marianne Fitzmaurice, who are on from 2 until 4, and then we're here from 4 to 5. So you get 3 hours of beverages that you have access to here in New Orleans and all around the country, I would think. So we're glad to have you and proud to have you as a listener to our program. We're on WGSO 990 AM on WGSO.com. You can pick us up all over the place. And if you don't have an AM radio in your car, and I just learned a few weeks ago that a lot of cars do not have such an instrument, you can go to WGSO.com and listen to our show every weekday. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow. I'm not really certain where we'll be from, but we will be talking about the first day of Carnival season, 12th night, Feast of the Epiphany, which is tomorrow, January 6th. We'll see you tomorrow, New Orleans.
State in McMinnville, Oregon. in the Willamette Valley. This is the Real McCoy, an estate gold medal winning winery. It's a great value, around $20 at your favorite wine shop. And enjoy it, glass at Tipitina's, Yamhill Valley Vineyard. Cheers.
Hi, it's Braith Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's. The tradition of fine food and wine continue at award-winning Brennan's Restaurant on Royal Street, celebrating 75 years and a grand award from Wine Spectator in 2021. Join the polished and professional team at Brennan's for the ultimate